Okay, the final three tactics that we're going to discuss are all based around your use of language. Remember that language is one of the most powerful tools you'll have as a hypnotist, and in particular as a conversational hypnotist. Language is really the whole area that you must master. The first linguistic principle that we're going to look at is called implication. The general rule here is that anything that you imply really tends to bypass people's ability to analyze consciously. It doesn't mean that all your implications will just simply slip in by the wayside. No, there are certain ways you can do this to ensure your success. But really, one of the things that make implication so powerful is that you're not triggering the guard, the critical factor, from automatically rejecting information. If you say something out loud, the very sounds get checklisted inside the head to see whether or not they agree. When you imply something, you're not actually voicing that sound out, and the lack of that voice actually prevents the mechanism which the critical analysis machine uses to actually from actually engaging. Now, another reason that implications work, and it's related to this other idea, is that it takes a lot of effort to actually begin to break down an implication and consciously analyze the implied statement itself. It doesn't mean they can't happen, it absolutely can, but it requires energy and effort. Now, sometimes people won't do it because they're too tired or they're too overloaded with other information. Sometimes they won't do it simply because it slipped in with a larger context, and whilst they're thinking about all the other things, they decide it's just not worth the effort to actually analyze or criticize or reject the implied statement. Now, using implications is actually quite straightforward. After all, you've been using implications throughout your life. If you walk into a room and someone says to you, "Is that door still open?" you clearly hear the implication or the implied request for you to go and close that door. Now, implication actually goes beyond the actual language you use itself, because you can imply things by your tone of voice or by simply the kind of look you give someone at a particular point in time. So how you use implications is actually quite important. On a very basic level, you can use implied directives, which is really what we've been talking about already, the implication of asking someone to do something without necessarily asking outright. But implication goes a lot further than that. Let's say, for example, you're at a stage show, a stage hypnosis show, watching a classical hypnotist doing his thing. What is one of the first thing the stage hypnotist does? He brings people on top of the stage, and then he rapidly, almost instantly, hypnotizes one or two of them, dropping them dramatically to the floor. Just think for a moment what that implies. What that implies about his hypnotic power, about the way people are going to respond. In fact, I know one hypnotist who did this on a TV show, and he tells me how he was totally dumbfounded because the first few people that he did a rapid induction in completely zoned out through the floor in literally a few seconds. Now, from that moment forward, everyone had built an expectation inside their mind that the minute he told them to go to sleep, they would drop to the floor as dramatically as the rest. He had a studio audience where every single person just totally fell to the floor in a almost cataleptic trance based on that first implication, because it set up an expectation inside their minds. So implications can create all kinds of other things. One example is then to imply things about who you are as a person, because who you are as a person will dictate how other people respond to you. I know a lot of professional hypnotherapists who fill their office with certificates and newspaper articles about them and interviews that people have made over them. Why? Because as a nervous client sits in their waiting room, looking around, waiting for their turn to go and see the great hypnotist, all they're doing is reading more and more implications of how skillful this hypnotist is, which means they are already creating a belief, an expectation that they'll get better. The same is true of any profession. Take a salesman. A salesman who turns up in a scruffy jacket and who speaks poorly and his paperwork is in disarray is not one that will inspire confidence in someone else, because the implication on a non-verbal level is that he's either incompetent or perhaps even a charlatan. People who are very charismatic are good at this. Rather than blowing their own trumpets about all the things that they're good at and that they can do, they'll use implication to allow other people to come to those same conclusions all by themselves. They might tell a story about exploring the Amazon jungle, and that will allow you to form your own opinion of how adventurous that person is, or perhaps how determined that person is to get certain things done. So when creating suggestions at the level of implication, remember to not say it outright, but imply it in your language, to use your tonality to imply it, to use your very mannerisms and everything that surrounds you, your suit, the certificates you have around you. All these things tell their own stories. And also create things within stories that say things about who you are as a person. At the end of this bonus CD, I'm going to give you some exercises that you can get your teeth into in order to really master the art of implication.